Hello, it's the 26th of April, 2019. Today we have the Two of Cups reversed and the Four of Wands and the Fool reversed. Contentment. Lucky you. Seriously, it is truly a wonderful thing to have known what you wanted, to have gone after it, to appreciate it, enjoy it, and have shared it with those closest to you. Well done. Here's to us. This is an odd but satisfying story. Someone is perfectly happy and content with what and whom they have in their lives. It's something to celebrate, since the Four of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries on the Morgan Greer card are today four tent poles serving to hold up the wedding canopy and the ornate garlands of flowers and ribbons in this festive scene set for expected guests. On the traditional old-timey image, dancers are frolicking about in the grass and celebrating the happy occasion. A great weekend card. It is spring. Things are blooming and sprouting all over the place, and you should definitely get a hammock if you don't have one. In the past position is a card of love, partnership, sex, mutual respect and understanding, and the merging of the souls, the Two of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Telepathically communicating, this couple on the card are lost in each other's eyes, twining their arms together symbolically to offer their whole heart, aka a gold cup, to the other. The rest of the room dissolves. Fade. Not so fast. In the reversed. Reversed. Someone is not interested in any, all, or most of the above for their own reasons. It doesn't take a lot to see this was some kind of emotionally disappointing experience for somebody, to say the least. A connection broken, which was probably based on physical attraction, and although you or they may have tried, there wasn't anything deeper than that. It just went nowhere. This doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but possibly what you thought was a very deep friendship of some kind just didn't tick enough boxes for it to be sustainable. Maybe you just sort of fell out of love. Maybe someone wasn't entirely honest. This could even be siblings or close family members. In the future position is the card of trusting life, innocence, and new beginnings. The Fool, who kicks off the whole life as journey experience at zero. The world is a playground and life is an adventure. A rather nervous but ever vigilant and loyal little dog strives to keep up as his master, the free spirit of the deck, who, in his or her blissful ignorance, has so far amazingly managed to not fall off a cliff or have been robbed of whatever few possessions he or she has left tied up in that little bandana they carry at the end of their walking stick, slung casually over their shoulder. In the reverse, you already have what you seek, grasshopper. Get your head out of your ass. This is a picture of someone who is very happy being the single free spirit, possibly to a fault. Fulfilled and content, you'd be a fool to think that your ultimate happiness lies with someone else. Of course, this could be a picture of the Fool finally falling off the cliff altogether if she or he keeps up with his foolishness. Should you or shouldn't you patch it up before you try a new version? The grass is no greener out there, says the Fool. Rat Pack talk for no reason. This just came to my head and I could not write about it because it was just so damn funny. So here's Rat Pack talk in regards to possibly this reading, which is possibly why they insist on telling me this. She makes me want to write bad checks. You ever heard that one, kids? Or why settle for hamburger when I have steak at home? I particularly like that one because of that woman as meat concept. So there you go. Bye. Have a good weekend.